યસ્માદ અંડમ બિડાડ જગ્યે ભૂતેન્દ્રિય ગુણાત્મકઃ તદ્દ્રવ્યમ અત્યગાદ વિશ્વમ ગોવિહ સૂર્ય ઇવા તપાન. Please repeat word to word meaning. Yasmad, from whom? Andam, the universal globes. Virat, and the gigantic universal form. Jagye, appeared. Bhuta, elements. Indriya, senses. Gunatmaka, qualitative. Tadrabhyam, the universe and the universal form. Etc. Atyagat, surpassed. Vishwam, all the universes. Govihi, by the rays. Suryaha, the sun. Iva, like. Atapan, distributed rays and heat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. From that personality of Godhead, all the universal globes and the universal form with all material elements, qualities and senses are generated. Yet, he is aloof from such material manifestation like the sun, which is separated from its rays and heat. Please repeat translation. From that personality of Godhead, all the universal globes and the universal form with all material elements, qualities and senses are generated. Yet he is aloof from such material manifestation like the sun, which is separated from its rays and heats. Purport. The Supreme Truth has been ascertained in the previous verse as Purusha or the Purushottama, the Supreme Person. The Absolute Person is the Ishvara or the Supreme Controller by his different energies. The Ekapada Vibhuti, manifestation of the material energy of the Lord, is just like one of the many mistresses of the Lord by whom the Lord is not so much attracted, as indicated in the language of the Gita, Bhinna Prakritihi. But the reason of the Tripada Vibhuti being a pure spiritual manifestation of the energy of the Lord is, so to speak, more attractive to him. The Lord, therefore, generates the material manifestation by impregnating the material energy, and then within the manifestation, he expands himself as the gigantic form of the Vishwarupa. The Vishwarupa, as it was shown to Arjuna, is not the original form of the Lord. The original form of the Lord is the transcendental form of Purushottama or Krishna himself. It is very nicely explained herein that he expands himself just like the sun. The sun expands itself by its terrible heat and rays. Yet the sun is always aloof from such rays and heat. The impersonalists take into consideration the ray of the Lord without any information of the tangible, transcendental, eternal form of the Lord, known as Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, in his supreme personal form, with two hands and flute, is bewildering for the impersonalist who can accommodate only the gigantic Vishwarupa of the Lord. They should know that the rays of the sun are secondary to the sun, and similarly, the impersonal gigantic form of the Lord is also secondary to the personal form as Purushottama. The Brahma Samhita 5.37 confirms this statement as follows. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Abhis Tavir Eva Nibo Nijarupa Tasyakhe Akhila Vihi Golok Eva Nivasatya Akhilatma Bhuta Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the one who elevates the senses of everyone by his personal bodily rays, resides in his transcendental abode called Goloka, yet he is present in every nook and corner of his creation by expansion of happy spiritual rays. Equal in power of his personal potency of bliss, he is therefore simultaneously personal and impersonal by his inconceivable potency, or he is the one without the second, displaying complete unity in a diversity of material and spiritual manifestation. He is separate from everything, and still nothing is different from him. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Vistavi Eva Nija Rupa Taya Kalavi Golok Eva Nivasatya Khilatma Bhuta Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Hare Krishna. In this chapter, it is called Purusha Sukta Confirmed. So, the Purusha means the enjoyer. Or actually, the Purusha Sukta mantra is so powerful that the Lord, when it's praised by the devotees, Lord appear there, Lord manifest himself. Like we know, when demigods, they are in trouble, what they do? They go to Lord Brahma and pray him. And Lord Brahma took all of them to milk ocean. And then they chant Purusha Sukta mantra. And then Lord reveal. Actually, there is many misconception about this. You know, people don't know. They just think they go in milk ocean and they talk to Lord. No, it's not, you know. Lord always covered by his energies. Maya Javanika Chanam Adaksha Jamabhayam. He's always covered. So, to see the Lord, we need Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilau Chanena. The eyes with the pure love. So, that's why this shloka is the glorification of the Lord. It's very important. If we read carefully, Lord will be manifest, you know, within our heart and without, you know, out of our heart. So, in both ways. So, in this particular verse, Srila Prabhupada, he explained that, conclusion he has given that, the gigantic form of the Lord, which is here describing, it is secondary. Primary form of the Lord, or the absolute, or the most attracted and beautiful form of the Lord, or highest form of the Lord, is Shyam Sundar, who is playing flute. All other his form is considered as a secondary. When Srila Sukadeva Goswami, he started Srimad Bhagavatam, and we know he described all the avatars, Gunavatar, Purushavatar, Manvantaravatar, every avatar he described to Parikshit Maharaj. And then how he started Krishna's pastime, how he entered, how he began. The very famous verse, Ete Changsha Kalapungsha Krishnastu Bhagavansha. No, sorry, isn't it? Yeah. So, how he entering? Ete Changsha Kalapungsha. Whatever I have described to you, that all are Angsha and Kala. And now I am going to describe about what? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the origin, who is the source of everything, material and spiritual. Whatever we can see or whatever described in the Shastras, everything emanates from Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan, when he wrote Vedanta Bhashya, Govinda Bhashya, and because there was an argument that Gaudiya Vaishnava don't have the Vedanta Bhashya, so that's why they were telling, like, we are not bona fide sampradaya, we don't have any Bhashya, any commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And then he went to that challenge. And then he established that, first argument was like there was some other sampradaya, even Sri Sampradaya were there. So he established that the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is the highest. And he established that nowhere in the Shastra Lord Vishnu claimed like that everything, I am the highest. Only Krishna claimed that in whole Shastra, like all the Vedic literature, you will never find out anyone else rather than Krishna said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matya Sarvam Pravartate. Is only one person, Krishna, he said that. And then he established very strongly. And then he wrote a book. It's called Siddhanta Ratnam after that. So he gave a strong philosophy. So Srila Prabhupada here, he strongly established that Krishna is the origin form, origin of everything. Whatever gigantic form we see or whatever avatar we see, they are all part and parcel of the Krishna. Here, Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned, it's from Bhagavad Gita, that Arjun, when in Kurukshetra battlefield, Krishna was describing about Vishwarup. And, this is very popular conversation or very popular argument that, Krishna gave him the different eyes, transcendental eyes. And with that transcendental eyes, he can see the Krishna's Vishwarup. And then Mayavadi, they will misuse this topic. And then they say, the Arjuna has the material eyes, which is he was seeing Krishna, which is, some material person like us, Krishna. But within him, there is super soul who is speaking Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna, he is a person like us. So that's why when Arjun wants to see Vishwarup, so he has to get the transcendental eyes. But the thing is, very carefully, if we see that shloka Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochanena, when the devotees, they develop the love for Krishna, and then what they see? They see Shyam Sundar form. They don't want to see any other form. And even, they not wish to, even though they will see, they want to forget that. And Krishna doesn't want to show that. That's a proof is, you know, when Krishna, he was baby, and then he ate dirt from Vrindavan. There is nice pastime. So, and then Balaram, he complained to Mother Yashoda. Krishna ate dirt. And Mother Yashoda, she was very worried about Krishna because dirt is always bad for the stomach. And then he came and he asked Krishna, hey, why did you eat dirt? And then he said, no, I didn't. What Balaram saying, your brother, you know, he is saying, he is your friend, and he is always playing with you. He is saying you ate. And he said, no, I didn't. So then Mother Yashoda, what he said? Okay, open your mouth. And then when he opened his mouth, what happened? Because, you know, Mother Yashoda, she was chastising Krishna. And his energy, they couldn't tolerate that. You know, how come you're chastising my Lord, you know? You are a just common, you know, living entity. So that's why, you know, the energy, they manifest. You know, they want to show who is Krishna. So when Krishna opened his mouth, what Mother Yashoda saw? Everything in there, even there is another Mother Yashoda who is standing next to Krishna, and Krishna opened his mouth and she was looking into Krishna's mouth. And she became bewildered and she's scared whether it is nightmare or I just am dreaming or it's maybe something problem in my head. So she couldn't think what happening. And then what conclusion she has given? She thought maybe, you know, because Garga Muni, he told once, this baby is very special. So maybe Lord Vishnu, he put some energy there. So that's why all I am seeing. So pure devotee, when even they see the form of the Lord or gigantic form or Vishwarup, they doesn't want to accept that. It doesn't fit in their mind. Yeah? And then what Parikshit Maharaj giving statement, this is very interesting. After that, Mother Yashoda, what she did? After a little while, immediately, she thought, oh, my baby, he have eaten dirt. So, he will be suffering. Immediately, she took him on her lap and she gave something to eat so that the mud cannot affect. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he gave statement that the special gopi Mother Yashoda, he came out from illusion to his constitutional position and she took the baby Krishna on her lap, what is called? Lap, whatever. So, very important statement. Why Sukadeva Goswami, he said that it was illusion. Is it illusion? No. Krishna was showing his Vishwarup. But why he said illusion? Because for a devotee, the thinking the gigantic form or Vishwarup, whatever, that Sukadeva Goswami, he is considering that illusion. That's not the real form, and that's not the business of a pure devotee. So that's why Arjun has to get the different eyes from Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochanena. So that's why Krishna has to give different eyes, so then he can see and he can describe. Otherwise, what will happen? It will happen like Mother Yashoda. Even though he will see, he will not believe. Because the potency of the Lord is always covered. Because they are in different rasa. They are not in dasya rasa. They cannot accept that. So that's why Krishna has to give different eyes. So, that actually we don't have to try to prove that Krishna is the supreme, you know. In the Shastra everywhere, the statement, you know, everywhere. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Other day I was looking into a book. That book is from question answer back to Godhead in Bengali version. So there I was reading that somebody make question. Is it Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? The one Prabhu, his name is Sanatan Gopal Prabhu. And he gave so many examples, like from Rig Veda, all the Vedas, Puranas, and Mahabharata, from everywhere he gave statement. He gave almost, I think, 17 or 18 shloka, which like directly mention Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada, here he refers the strong, very strong verse from Brahma Samhita. Fifth chapter, text number 37. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Abhis. In this verse, it's described complete the Krishna's Vishwarup or gigantic form and like Brahma and his personal form, which is two hand and Shamsundar with the flute. That is the best form. Lord Brahma is giving description and other things are secondary. But many people can have, like they will say, oh, then what about the Lord Vishnu's form? What about the Vaikuntha? Are they less powerful than Krishna? No, they are not. They are equal. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever expansion is coming from Him, they are complete. So this is the inconceivable energy of the Lord. You know how it is? If you imagine a big rock sugar. Rock sugar, what is called? Misery. Not misery, not the suffering. What is called that? Whatever. So, yeah, imagine a big sugar, crystal sugar. Okay. See, if you bite from the left side and if you bite from right side, how you will taste different? No. It will give the complete sweetness. So, Supreme Personality of God has form like that. Whether He has gigantic form or the Lord Vishnu or Aniruddha or Vasudev Sankarsan, whatever form, when devotee will be attracted to that form, Lord Ram, Narsingha, Varaha, if that person develop the pure love, so he will feel complete satisfaction. That is the pure devotion. He will not feel, I am Lord Vishnu's devotee, something incomplete is there, so maybe I should transfer to my love to maybe Lord Ramachandra. No, it's not. The devotees never feel like that. But if you see from the neutral point of view, Krishna has the more mellow. And He is topmost. And relationship with Him is the most relishable. That's example in Chaitanya Charitamrita is given when Murari Gupta, he was the devotee of Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. And actually he is the incarnation, he is the Hanuman. Previously he was Hanuman. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants to show that the Lord's devotion, if we have pure devotion and if we are attracted to any form of the Lord, will never feel like incomplete. Will not feel like some other form is more better. No. So, when Murari Gupta, one day he was worshipping, and then Mahaprabhu came and he asked, Murari, is it your Ram is best or my Krishna is best? Who is better? And then Murari Gupta said, you are better. And then he said, no. Give my answer. My Krishna is better or your Ram is better? And then Murari Gupta said, Ram is better. So then Mahaprabhu had a big argument. And then he gives so many examples, and he is very, very expert about argument. And he said, no, Krishna is the supreme personality, and he is the best. And he established that with the, logic and Shastra. And then Murari Gupta defeated. And then Mahaprabhu said, now, Krishna is the best. You knew that. Why you can't surrender to Krishna? And then he kept quiet. He couldn't give any logic or any Shastra reference. What Mahaprabhu gave, it's very strong. And then Mahaprabhu said, let's go, we can do all together, we can, worship Krishna. So why you don't do that? And then Murari Gupta said, okay, because I have, I have no answer, so I'll try. And then Mahaprabhu left. Next day Mahaprabhu came and he saw Murari Gupta, he came to see Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta, he is elder person, he is elder than Mahaprabhu, he's like his father age. And then he saw Murari Gupta, his eyes are swollen, and red, and he was crying still. And then Mahaprabhu asked, hey, what happened? Why you are crying? And then he said, look, I try to give up Lord Rama as my Lord, and I try to accept Krishna as my Lord. But how come? I already sold out my head to Lord Ramachandra. I gave my everything to his lotus feet. And how come I can take back that? Can you take back anything you have given already to someone? Is it possible? And then Mahaprabhu said, you are the actually pure devotee. You have the devotion to Lord Ram. It is perfect. So, you worship Lord Ram. I was make sure whether you are right or not. So, you are the qualified devotee. So, you continue worship Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanta. So, that's a temple still there near Chaitanya Math. It's just maybe 200-300 meters far away. Murari Gupta Prabhu used to worship that. So, the conclusion is, if we attracted to any form of the Lord, they are complete. And they will reciprocate with that devotee. But Krishna has the more mellow, and he is called Rasaraj. He is origin of everything. And devoted to him is the most relishable. No other form has like five kind of mellow, but Krishna has the complete. So that's why Krishna is the best. And I'd like to stop here. Last Saturday, it was a very auspicious day. That was the disappearance day of Jagadish Pandit and Jiva Goswami. Jagadish Pandit, he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, and he is elder than Mahaprabhu. There is no particular date or anything has given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, he appeared in Guwahati. Now he is called Assam. And he is a pure Vaishnava, and he is eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, that's why he understand Mahaprabhu will appear in Mayapur. So, he left that place and he came to Mayapur, and he made his house very close to Jagannath Mishra. So, he used to live there. And his brother, Mahesh Pandit, he also followed him. He is also like very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is Jagadish Pandit? And so Mahaprabhu, he was very intimate with Jagadish Pandit. You know, once Mahaprabhu was kid, and one day you are crying, as you know, generally what happened when Mahaprabhu cries and devotees chant the holy name, and he will stop. That's generally the medicine for Mahaprabhu. But that day, nothing working. They're trying so much, but Mahaprabhu not stopping. So then Mahaprabhu asked, all the devotees, they ask, what you want? And tell me. And Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu bole, jodi mor pran rakha chaho, tobe jhat dui brahmaner ghar jaho. Jagadish Pandit ar Hiranya Bhagavat, ei dui sthane amar ache obhimat. Ekadashi upobach, aji she duhar, Vishnu lagi koriyache joto upahar. Sob noibaddo jodi khaibare pao, tobo mi shusto hou hatiya berao. He's saying, Mahaprabhu replied, look, if you really want to satisfy me, or if you really want to stop my crying, go to Jagadish Pandit or Hiranya, their special devotee, and go quickly, don't delay. And these two, today is Ekadashi, they prepare so many offerings for Lord Vishnu. So tell them to give everything to me. If I will have all of them, then only I will be okay, and then I can walk or talk to you guys. Otherwise, it's big. I cannot do anything. So they are thinking, how come we tell you know, someone that they prepare for Lord Vishnu? But as soon as Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit, they heard Mahaprabhu want that, you know, whatever they prepare, immediately, without delay, they brought everything. And what they said, dui bipra bole bab khau upahar sokole krishner sartho hoilo amar. And they say, okay, if you want to eat this, please have it. I am very satisfied because I know, you know, I am prepared for Krishna, and who is accepting directly. They are very happy, and they knew Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna. So then it is mentioned in Gauranga Champu, the book, that when Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit, they offer, and then Mahaprabhu, he was having all the preparation. And what he saw, Mahaprabhu saw him, in Dwapar, when Krishna had the picnic in the forest, you know how he surrounded by all the Gopabalak, and he is sitting middle and he is eating everything. So Mahaprabhu saw him that pastime. So both of them saw, like, Mahaprabhu, you know, he's Krishna, he's sitting and he's eating all the preparation and surrounded by gopas. So it is mentioned in Gaur Ganadasya Deepika that the Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit, they were the Jagya Patni, is the in Krishna Lila. And also, like Chandrahas, one dancer in the Braj, he came, you know, the two personalities came in Jagadish Pandit. And here, when Mahaprabhu, he started his Sankirtan movement, he told to Jagadish Pandit, go to Orisha and preach there. Actually, Mahaprabhu knew he wanted to go to Orisha, and he will preach there. The thing is, this is very significant. Why Mahaprabhu sent Jagadish Pandit, you know, very early to Orisha? Actually, without devotee's mercy, you cannot approach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, we have to get mercy from his devotee, his associate. Without their mercy, Even Mahaprabhu will come, we cannot accept. We will have no purity to accept. So that's why Mahaprabhu sent first Jagadish Pandit and go give mercy to everyone, and then they will be qualified to take mercy from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because we know Krishna is never give the mercy without devotee's mercy. He will never place. So that's why he sent. So Mahaprabhu is so merciful to fallen conditioned soul. So that's why he sent his associate to make sure that everybody qualified to take mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Saturday was the appearance day of Jiva Goswami, 268. So, all of us know who is Jiva Goswami. He is the most intelligent philosopher in the world. It's not concluded by devotees, those who are like very, greatly scholar people. They have read Jiva Goswami's statement. It was so strongly he presented. Nowhere in the world any philosopher has presented that strong philosophy. He's the most intelligent person in the world, present world or whatever, past world. So, Jiva Goswami, he appeared 1533 in Murshidabad, who is the nephew of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, the son of Anupam. Or he is the only one children in that whole family. Imagine Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were so rich. In Fatehabad, they used to have palace, not house, big palace. See, in that big palace, only one child, who is Jiva Goswami. So, when Jiva Goswami was kid, just baby, Mahaprabhu was visiting Ramkeli. And then, when Mahaprabhu came, they brought Jiva Goswami in front of him. And Mahaprabhu put his feet on his head and he said, he will be the future leader of our Gauriya Sampradaya. Mahaprabhu already made him that time. And Jiva Goswami was extremely intelligent from his childhood. You know, because his family was very rich, so they put him in house school, not in general school. And within very few years, he finished all the grammars and all the Nyaya, Alankar, whatever. So after few years, he is more than his teacher. And his teacher said, he knows more than me. What is used to teach him? Better you can go somewhere else where you can maybe learn better. But I don't think so. Anything you have to learn. And then he starts studying Bhagavatam and other Shastra. In the house, in the childhood time. And he is very different from other kids. He used to play with Krishna Balaram. He used to have the deity Krishna Balaram. And then, even from his childhood time, he used to sleep with Krishna Balaram. He will put Krishna Balaram on his chest and he will sleep. And that much like devotion from even childhood. And when he heard that, actually he always wished to think like he have the wishes, when I'll go to Vrindavan and see my uncle and my father. And by the time when he grown up, Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. And one day he suddenly heard that his father left his body. And then he was very sad. His mother, they were crying. And nobody in the family, only the two person. Then his mother, he said to him, look, my dear son, I know you're never attached to family life. Please don't leave me alone. So I have to commit suicide. I have no other choice. So, please stay in the home until I am in life. So anyway, so Jiva Goswami, when his mother passed away, and he was feeling so much separation from Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami and other associates, so he was crying whole day and night. And devotees, they thought, you leave the body. And then some devotees, they suggested, okay, you go and meet Nityananda Prabhu, who was living in Navadvip. So, he was in other part of Navadvip. I think it's a place called Kulia or Fulia, something. That time, Nityananda Prabhu is living there. Khardaha, Nityananda Prabhu was in Khardaha. So, because Nityananda Prabhu, he knows everything. So immediately, as soon as he knew Jiva Goswami is coming, so he came from Khardaha to Mayapur. And by the time Jiva Goswami arrived in Mayapur, and then Nityananda Prabhu was in Srivasangan with Srivasakur. And he paid obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu, and he understand, you know, he is feeling separation from Krishna, and he was sad because, you know, all this thing happened. But more than important that he want to see Mahaprabhu, but, you know, he's missing Mahaprabhu so much. He's saying, without seeing Mahaprabhu, what is the use of, you know, living life? And then Nityananda Prabhu said, no worries, let's go. We'll have darshan of Sachimata. And then they went to Sachimata and he paid his obeisances, and Sachimata was so happy and he said, you know, I was waiting for you so long. You know, finally you came. Please, you know, other day I was feeding, you know, Gaura Sundar, and he came and he told me, Jiva Goswami will come here. Jeev will come, Shri Jeev. So make sure you should feed some prasadam, because your cooking is the best. So five, you know, Mahaprabhu gave three or five benediction, I forgot. The three places Mahaprabhu never left. I think Sachimata's cooking, and Raghav Pandit house, and Srivasangan. Mahaprabhu always there, he promised. Three places always there. When Sachimata used to cook, Mahaprabhu used to appear, and then he used to eat everything, and then everything empty, and Sachimata was in such a, you know, level, and he thought, she think, maybe I didn't cook anything. I forgot to cook. Is it my Gaura Sundar came? It was like that, intense, you know. So then Sachimata said, another day, you know, Gaura Sundar came and he told, Jeev will come and feed. So then she cooked nice prasadam and she invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Jiva Goswami. They had lunch together. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he took to Jiva Goswami for first Gauramandal Parikrama. That is the first Gauramandal Parikrama is started by Nityananda Prabhu. It is mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar. And he traveled everywhere, and then he left to Vrindavan. And he came to Vrindavan, and Sanatan Goswami, he said, you stay to Jiva Goswami. Oh, sorry. First he went to Kashi. And he studied the Vedanta Sutra from Madhusudan Vacheshwati, who is the disciple of Sarvabhum Bhattacharya. So Mahaprabhu taught the Achinta Vedavet Tattva completely to Sarvabhum Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhum Bhattacharya, he taught to Madhusudan Vacheshwati, the philosophy. And then he was there that time in Kashi. So Jiva Goswami went there, and he learned all the Vedanta Sutra and all the philosophy very strongly. And then he came to Vrindavan. And then he used to do service to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. He used to bring water for them from Yamuna as to wash their clothes and clean their kutir. And proofreading he used to do. Proofreading, is it? Yeah. He used to do. So one day Rupa Goswami, he told, okay, you are very expert about grammar and alankar, so I have written the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You do proofreading. And then he did. So one day, Pustimarg founder, Srila, what is his name? Ballavacharya. So he came, he used to come several times with have darshan with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And then he asked, well, how you are, And they used to respect him like, Shiksha Guru, because the same age, their elder, even he was elder than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he rejected his commentary on Bhagavatam, but he respected person. Mahaprabhu also respect him. And then Ballavacharya, he was sitting, and then Rupa Goswami said, I have written a book which is called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Please give your mercy so it can be published and people can read. So then he opened the book, and first thing he saw the Mangalacharan, and he said, oh, there is something wrong. It's not according to grammar. It's a mistake. I'll correct that. And then, it was the summer season. Jiva Goswami, he was fanning behind. And then he was thinking, how come he said wrong? There is nothing wrong. And then, when Ballavacharya, he left, and he told Rupa Goswami, oh, I want to go to Yamuna and bring water. And immediately he left and he caught Ballavacharya. And then he said, where you saw there is mistake? Can you tell me? And then Ballavacharya gives some evidence. And Jiva Goswami, he strongly defeated him. And he said, no, there is nothing wrong. It's written by Rupa Goswami. It cannot be wrong. Impossible. Anything can be wrong, but not Rupa Goswami's writing. And then he was happy. He was thinking, he's such a young boy and so strong, sharp memory and strong philosophy. It's unbelievable. And the other day he came and he told Rupa Goswami, who is that? And then he said, my nephew, he's a very excellent, intelligent person. The other day I was talking about this and he defeated me. And after he left, Rupa Goswami was very angry on Jiva Goswami. And then he said, go to home, because we have still the tendency, I am Pandit, go. There is plenty money in the home. You can open a school and, do your business there. And he was very strong. And then Jiva Goswami, he tried to, ask forgiveness. But Rupa Goswami is very strong. And then he left. And he was thinking, oh, my guru has left me. What is the use of my life? And then he started fasting. I think, where is the place? I forgot the place. Anyway, he was fasting there, and when people... not Jatipura. There's some kund. Nandaghat. The place. And then, when Sanatana Goswami, he knew, immediately he came and he saw Jiva Goswami, he was fasting in a few days, and he was just lying down on the dust. Immediately he took him up, and then he said, what happened? Let's go, And then he brought him to Jiva Goswami, and he asked, what is the duty of a Jiva? And then he said, Jivedaya Krishna Nam. And then he said, did you did Jivedaya? Did you merciful to Jiva? And then Rupa Goswami, he understand what Sanatan Goswami want to say. And then he accepted him. And he was saying, oh, no worries, stay with me. So, after Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they left, the Jiva Goswami, actually maximum of the book, he's the proof writer, whatever. And he wrote several, so many books, and he wrote commentary. When he was proofreading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he gave commentary on that during that time. And when Sanatan Goswami, he read commentary on Bhagavatam 10th canto, and then he gave commentary on Sanatan Goswami's commentary. I think it's called Loghu Vaishnav Toshani. And Sanatan Goswami's one is Vaishnav Toshani. And later on, when he was studying the Vyakaran, the Sanskrit grammar, before people used to read that Panini Vyakaran, who is that? Just Vyakaran. And there is some mistake. There is some controversy statement is there. And later on, he thought, there is all his Mayavadi philosophy, Panini Vyakaran, the grammar. Why shouldn't have our one? And then he formatted that Vyakaran, that grammar, with everything connected with Krishna. And he gave name Harinamamrita Vyakaran. The grammar, Sanskrit grammar, everything is connected. All the word, there is no single word you will find out rather than Krishna's name and his pastime. And after that, you know, he thought the people will be, later on, Kali Yuga people is so degraded, they will make, you know, so many wrong things. And then he wrote short Sandarbha, or it's called Krama Sandarbha. And he wrote commentary on Bhagavatam also, it's called Krama Sandarbha. And and he wrote so many commentary on Padma Puran, Agni Puran, and he wrote the book called Radha Krishna Archandipika and Sutra Malika, Bhavartha Champu. There's so many books he have written. But most important is Sar Sandarbha. He established strongly that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is Rasaraj. He has most mellow and he is topmost. Strongly he established, you know. And he is the founder Acharya of book distribution actually. He is the started. He is the one who sent, you know, Srinivas Acharya with Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit to distribute the book in Bengal. So first book distributor is Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit and Narottam Das Thakur. And first book distributor, like starter, is Jiva Goswami. Actually, once there was an argument in the Delhi, the Nawab, there was an argument like Yamuna is the best or Ganga is the best. Which one is topmost? So Nawab said Yamuna is the best, but other pandit they said no, Ganga is the best. So the argument was like went several days, and that they invite Jiva Goswami to, you know, give the result. And Jiva Goswami established that Yamuna is the best. And such a way, he didn't criticize the Ganges, or he didn't say that Ganges is more or less important, but he established such a way that he just, you know, established that Yamuna is the topmost, because Ganga is started from Krishna's or Vishnu's lotus feet. And Yamuna, who is the Krishna, says it's my pleasure. His pleasure is came out and liquefied and it become Yamuna. Haladini Shakti. So that's a Yamuna is appeared from Krishna's heart and Ganga from feet. So if you consider, so Yamuna is the best. And then Nawab was so happy, emperor very happy, and then he gave paper in a very special paper, lots of paper. And then Jiva Goswami he accepted that and he wrote the book and he sent that book with Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit. So that is the first book, which is handwriting, written by Jiva Goswami and all others there by help. Thank you so much. We'll pray to their lotus feet. Actually, by their mercy, we can develop our bhakti only, because we are not qualified to get Krishna's mercy, actually, when they will be merciful. So we will be progress in our devotional life, and Krishna will please to us, and we may get love of Godhead, which we are looking for. Thank you so much. If there is any question and comments, please.
Who were you in the previous life?
In Krishna Lila. Okay. Krishna Lila. Where is it? I just closed Prabhu. Sarv Damodar Gangadas Pandite. Sorry Prabhu. Just a minute. I have to see. I forgot. Sorry, Prabhu. Prabhu, you know who was Jiva Goswami? I can tell you now, anyway, after this. There is any comments and question? Thank you so much. If there is any mistake, please forgive me. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupad ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Something.